that exalts you. We give you the glory. We appreciate you. Thank you for opening another day for us to see. Thank you for your goodness, your mercies, and your love. We bless and appreciate you. We will bless you. Thank you for your mercies because it endures forevermore. We exalt and appreciate you. Well, thank you because you made us cross from death to life. You gave us victory from death to life. We bless and appreciate you. Thank you for the past. Thank you for the present and for the future. Thank you because you continue to hold us in your hands. Thank you because your strength will keep us moving. Thank you because you will do great and mighty things in our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you because you will keep us moving in you. We will not get tired. Your strength will deliver us and keep us from every forms of frustration. Lord, we exalt you. We appreciate you because you will keep us moving. Your strength will be renewed in us in the name of Jesus Christ and will journey according to your will for our lives in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for all you have done. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Today is Friday, the 26th day in the month of June 2026. I want us to make these words of declaration together. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be moved in Jesus' name. Today, I enjoy the presence of God more than ever before in Jesus' name. Today, the peace of God speaks louder than any voice in the name of Jesus Christ. I enjoy grace. I enjoy strength. I enjoy mercy. I enjoy help in the name of Jesus Christ. The grace of the Lord speaks volumes for me in the name of Jesus Christ. I am renewed from my inner man. I am strengthened by the power of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Grace arise for me in the name of Jesus Christ. Today, my seat is not in the seat of destruction. My seat is not in the corners of lack. My seat is not in the corners of devastation. I will not be a victim of any evil in the name of Jesus Christ. I redeem my life with the blood of Jesus Christ. I redeem the life of my family with the blood of Jesus Christ. I redeem the life of everyone around me, surrounded, attached to me one way or the other with the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ speaks volumes for us in the name of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus stands as a mark to preserve us from every evil in the name of Jesus Christ. Today, I enjoy all forms of mercy. My life will not function in the path that is not in alignment with the mercy of God for my life in Jesus' name. I enjoy all that the mercy of God carries today and beyond in the name of Jesus Christ. The mercy of the Lord speaks for me in the name of Jesus Christ. My seat is not in the seat of backwardness. I am seated high above in the name of Jesus Christ. The strength of the Lord is my portion in Jesus' name. I am empowered from my inner man and grace speaks for me in the name of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus on my journey today in the name of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus preserves me. I will go out safely and come safely in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord provides all my needs in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord brings help closer to me in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord connects me to that which will cause breakthrough for me in the name of Jesus Christ. Breakthrough becomes my portion in the name of Jesus Christ. The voice of the Lord speaks louder than every voice that is speaking contrary in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with me in Jesus' name. I become the beneficiary of the blessings of God for me today in Jesus' name. I am helped beyond my imagination in the name of Jesus Christ. I am favored beyond my imagination in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with me in Jesus' name. We enjoy peace in the name of Jesus Christ. As we have declared, so shall it be in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with us in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Brethren, I want us to pray for these children. I want us to pray for everyone in the den of these evil ones. The Lord, we come together as a nation and we raise our cry unto you this morning over these little children, over this adult, over the young and the old. Lord, we cry for mercy in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask for mercy in the name of Jesus Christ. In the face of tension, in the face of fear, Lord, we pray that your mercy will speak for them in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we choose not to be tired. We will continue to pray until we get and receive our salvation over these ones. Lord, we pray that your mercy will speak on their behalf in the name of Jesus Christ. We raise the banner of mercy for their sake. We raise the banner of mercy. We shout over and cry that the banner of mercy mercy be lifted over the lives of these ones in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray that your mercy will overrule in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray that your mercy will rewrite their stories in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray that in your mercy they will be delivered in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray that in your mercy they will be preserved in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray that you strengthen them until their salvation becomes a reality in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray that mercy will speak in the name of Jesus Christ. We speak the peace of God into the heart of every one of them, that they will enjoy peace of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Let them feel you, let them see you in the name of Jesus Christ. Strengthen them in the name of Jesus till their salvation becomes reality in the name of Jesus Christ. And we pray that over these ones we will have testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with them in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we've prayed, amen. Welcome, brethren. I want us to continue from where our pastor spoke yesterday. If we notice that he was talking about stillness in the place of wetting the axe edge, and he concluded it in obedience. But I just want to say something about the wetting of the axe edge. Like we have learned that stillness is the place where we are shaped and sharpened to become a better version of ourselves on a daily basis. I want us to know that there is something that the devil uses in deceiving us that we don't really or wake up to it on time. The deception of pure efforts. The concept of wetting, that is sharpening our axe edge, comes from Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 10, which says, "If the axe edge is dull and it does not sharpen its edge, then it must exert more strength. But wisdom has the advantage of giving success." He said, wisdom gives us the advantage of success. That means it is the sharpening, the wetting that brings success for us. When we ignore stillness, that is our spiritual, mental, and our emotional edge, and all other areas of our lives, when we ignore it, we grow dull. A person with a dull axe has to swing twice, has to put pressure, have to try harder with sweat, and at the end they get exhausted along the way without getting the desired results. We often make this mistake of exerting more strength. We believe that if I can try harder, if I can do harder, that is where my success is. Yes, we cannot overrule that, but when we are working in the context of working with God, effort is good, but effort is not the final say. His word is the final say that brings success for us. So let's not make that mistake of exerting or feeling that it's when we exert more strength before we can get our passion, before we can get the result. In reality, working with a blunt head is a failure of wisdom. That means, Bible says, if my people lack knowledge, if they lack the wisdom, how will they apply it? That's a waste of effort. Wetting the edge requires that we stop swinging. It demands that we step away from the tree, sit down in the quiet. We step away and sit down in the quiet and apply the stone. Maybe it's the axe or whatever is in our hands, we apply it. Stillness isn't laziness. It's a deliberate preparation for impact. That means anybody that refuses to wet his or her edge, he's preparing to fail. He's not ready for impact. I pray the Lord will help and strengthen us in the name of Jesus Christ to always wet our axe edge in the name of Jesus Christ. By strength shall no man prevail. Why can't we just say, let me rely on a bigger axe, a bigger effort, a bigger connection to get this done? Anna's prophetic prayer in 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 9 gives us a definite spiritual boundary. He will guard the feet of his saints, but the wicked shall be silent in darkness, for by strength shall no man prevail. We are focusing on "for by strength shall no man prevail." He said, "He will guard the feet of his saints." That means anybody that decides to follow God's instruction, obeying what he's saying, obeying the instruction that he has given to us, he will guard our steps because we are in alignment with the instruction he has given to us. In kingdom framework, human energy is a finite flawed accuracy. When we try to break down walls, when we try to bring down things that are pulling us down and try to build platform or shift mindset through sheer willpower, charisma, intellect, we are operating in the flesh. It's good, it's not bad, but if you want to go far, we would do it in God's strength. The danger of human strength is that it works for short term. It doesn't have a lasting effect. It gives us illusion and gives us applause that you are moving, but it's not sustainable. It cannot sustain the weight of a true calling in God. Stillness is a place where we actively surrender our natural leverage so that we can inherit supernatural backing to keep us moving. It's admitting that the tool belongs to the master and the power comes from the Most High. I will lift up my eyes unto it, the hills from whence cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord who made the heaven and the earth. Once the individual edge is maintained in the secret place of stillness, the tool must face the friction of community. That's Proverbs chapter 27 verse 17. It says, an iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens the countenance of his friends. As we are in this earth, I want us to know that we need to continually sharpen our edge, because we will be discouraged. We will see a lot of challenges from where we live. We are not created as an isolated being. In as much as we are on this earth, we are going to face persecution, we're going to face distractions, but we need to sharpen our iron edge, especially when people come to frustrate us, when people come to ridicule us, when people come to do that might displace us from the way of the Lord. We need this daily iron sharpening. The Lord, as I go out today, become my strength. Give me wisdom to deal with every challenges that comes on my way. That is why we need to sharpen ourselves, because we live around ourselves. So we need to sharpen ourselves daily as I live, often as I bring. Let my whole life be an expression of God's grace. If we want our life to be the expression of God's grace, we need to sharpen ourselves in the presence of God. We need God to sharpen us. We need God to renew our strength, because when our strength is not renewed, when we fail in strength, we cannot move. So we daily need to sharpen ourselves. Our edge is sharpened through intimacy with God, in prayers, in self and awareness, and in what we consume. If we want our irons to be sharpened and we are not consuming right, we are not consuming the word of God, we are not consuming the instruction that the Holy Spirit is giving to us, true men of God that are led by the Spirit of God, through circumstances. Because sometimes he uses circumstances to give us warning, to give us lectures, to direct us in the path to go. Like the Lord used the bush that was burning to call the attention of Moses. So we daily need to sharpen our iron, sharpen our life, wet our edge with the instructions that God is giving to us. What is the instruction that God is giving to you? I want you to know that your instruction is different from mine, and you cannot afford to follow the instruction of another person. The instruction of God is directly for you, and it's very important that we follow what he's saying. That is why Psalm 46 says, be still and know that I am God. If we are not still and if we don't know God, there is no way we can get the right information. The right instruction is given to you as a person. That is where I can know. When I know God, that is when I can be sure that God is the one talking to me. God is the one giving me the instruction. I need to sit and listen to the instructions for my life so that I can get a better result, so that I can become the person he has called me to be. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Obedience is what will take us far. Obedience is what will keep us moving in the right direction without being exhausted. We cannot sharpen ourselves in total isolation forever. So we need God to sharpen us on a daily basis. We need to stop swinging our effort, trying to do things in our power against the will of God for our lives, because at the end, we will be exhausted. We need to always listen. God, what do you want for me? God, what are you telling me to do? What am I supposed to do? It's very important that we always wet our edge. If you can't wet it in the morning, you can wet it anytime. Just make sure you're wetting it. And the Bible says, pray without ceasing. So he said, without ceasing. So there is no specific time, but just make sure you are wetting your edge and you're wetting it rightly. Wetting our edge makes us to remind ourselves that we have no power of our own, that it is in the strength of God that we can prevail. It is the strength that can keep us moving. We should allow the Spirit of God in the private, and we should trust him also in the public to help us. Anytime we are taught, we need to go through the place of the practical. As the Spirit of God is helping us in the private, when we are in the open space, the Spirit of God helps to teach us. And that is where we apply what the Spirit of God has told us. That is where we apply the knowledge that we have gotten from the Word of God, so that we can become a better influence in our generation. As good as stillness is for us, it is for us to benefit our community, so that through Christ, when they see Christ in us, they will glorify God in us. Fine, it is not easy, but the Spirit of God makes it easy for us. I want us to know that we should stop sitting and thinking we don't need to wet our edge. We don't need to wet and sharpening our axe edge that gets blunt with the noise of every day, with the chaos that we encounter on a daily basis. We cannot live our life without wetting it and sharpening. Wetting and sharpening. is what strengthens us. It's what strengthens us and makes us better day by day. It is what brings out a better version of us. It is what refines us. As we go today, I want us to go with this consciousness that we cannot live or thrive without wetting and sharpening our edge. We need it to live a sustainable life, to come out as gold. We need it so that we can be a shining light in our generation. As light shines in darkness and darkness cannot comprehend it, there is nobody that will light a candle and put it under the bed. It's not possible. It is always at the hilltop. Sharpening is important. Wetting is important. I pray that as we go today, the strength of the Lord will be made available for us in Jesus' name. I pray that we will tap into the strength that is made available for us in the name of Jesus Christ. As we daily wait and sharpening, we receive strength to represent God right in the name of Jesus Christ. As we daily wait and sharpening, we become a better version of God for our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with us in Jesus' name. As you go, I hand you over into the hands of the Lord. The presence of the Lord becomes our portion in Jesus' name. Brethren, I want to remind us that the kingdom of the Lord is at hand. Let us make sure we are walking in accordance to the will of God for our life. We will make it to heaven in Jesus' name. We will not fall by the wayside. It is well with us in Jesus' name. Thank you and God bless you. Wishing you a wonderful day.